This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay. Hello, dear friends. Good morning. Such a beautiful, beautiful morning. So I went to San Francisco Modern Art Museum. And there is an exhibition of Yaoi Kusama, these dots. And I have seen many times and in many places. I remember I went to Seattle, in Seattle Art Museum, Fine Art Museum. And in Bilbao, I still have the video footage of Bilbao. I did not delete it. I want to make a video to talk about it. So each time when I see this dot exhibition, it just makes me wonder. It's very thought-provoking. And the very first time in Seattle, it's eye-opening. It's a full-on exhibition with inside rooms and the mirror rooms and with dot, with a room that interactive. You can put on a dot to make a decoration. And so that was a wonderful experience because I went to another city. Everything is new, everything is fresh. And coming to wait for 2 hours to see an exhibition, it is very, very a big deal. And also it was first time I did not understand very much of this art form. I know Louis Vuitton, I know big brand using it. And that kind of producing a kind of resentment for it. I do not like that something that connected to big brand. I'm sorry for my poor people mentality. I just feel that something original, keep it original. And once it is connected with big brand, it's kind of disconnected with the mass community, with the mass majority of people who can afford those expensive things, right? It's not majority. It's kind of producing a distance. So, but anyway, the first exhibition was really eye-opening to see something of totally different art form. Then I went to other places to see, and there was one time I saw it in Bilbao this year. And I went a little bit deeper into it, and then I start to understand a little bit of her perception and her intention of this strange shape. And once I see what she was trying to express, I feel totally, it's just from the bottom of my stomach. I just, that's art, right? Art is supposed to make us to be happy, to be sad, to think, to wonder, to provoke, to disgust, and to be angry, and to be just from bottom of your heart to feel disgusted by it. That's art. It's all about art. Just accept it. Anyway, I do not know how people view my opinion on it, but art is about speaking out your internal, expressing something from inside of yourself that you do not dare to talk. And this is not politic. You will not get yourself into trouble. It's not these big topics. Okay. So, on Sunday, we went to San Francisco to see this exhibition. And it's timed at 11 o'clock. And in the morning, I went to swim. I prepared my yogurt and everything. And on our way, we start. It's already past the time that we will arrive there in time. So I saw on my driving guidance, I will arrive at 11:10. So with every minute the clock ticking, I was so stressed. My family drove, so I was just sitting on the side. I watched my time, and so stressed, I could not talk anything. And that stress, it's just seeing an exhibition, right? Of course, if I go by myself, it's all okay. If you do not let me in, it's okay. I can always enjoy. But when I am with other people, even the most close people in my family, I feel so stressed. I feel so embarrassed if I would be stopped in front of the gate. You are late. You cannot get in. It is for me not a waste of time, because I enjoy every minute of my journey. And for other people, it will be the waste of time, because they are supposed to see the exhibition. Okay, anyone, anyway. So a whole road trip of torture, of self-criticism and self-blame. We arrived a bit late, I think 11:10, around that time. We arrived, and I pull out my ticket, and then the receptionist or the person in the museum, bling, check the electric, check my ticket. Oh, you are seeing the Yaoi Kusama's exhibition. You go directly, go to 6th floor to see it. So, we can still get in. Oh, that was such a huge relief for me. Oh, it's just whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. So, I think I think I deserve it, because I have paid. I paid my right to get in by suffering, by my worry, by my fear. Do you think so? I always have to think of a reason to get myself, to get my life, make it kind of reasonable. Otherwise, it bothers me. Do I make any sense? I have to think of a reason. What is my current status is? It's because I paid, so I get in. What did I pay? I pay by my pain, by my suffer. Do I make that sense? Do I that make myself understood? I pay my suffer. Now I get my good result. If I do not suffer, the result may be different. Maybe I still get in, but later I will get other problems. So to make life fair. Anyway, this is a little bit too much a philosophic waste of your time. So we arrived, we get in, we wait online, and there are many people waiting online already. And this exhibition is a little bit different. First, as in any place you go, and they give you an introduction. If you have a motion sick, if you are claustrophobic, they didn't say this word, but if you are afraid of staying inside a small enclosed place, you can knock on the door, and yes, those instructions. So we went in. There are two rooms. This is the first room. It's the dot. The dot are hanging around, I think. Oh, maybe not. This one is a complete empty room, I think. I'm a little bit confused. Yeah, it's kind of an empty room with dots on the wall. And the wall is relatively like a very small classroom or my living room, my bedroom. I mean, my bedroom is not other people's bedroom. Other people's bedroom, your bedroom might be too big. Yeah, it's a small room. But with the reflection, you can see it's mesmerizing. It's just mesmerizing. And the color is bright, but it's natural color. It's not neon color. And you are kind of in a sump, in a dreamy world. And then we went to the second room. And the second room is a little bit with the tentacles of octopus, of this little hook kind of things installed in the middle and hanging from the roof. So the four wall kind of a square room or rectangular room. And when you get into it, the reflection create this psychedelic forest. And it's very dreamy. So small room. Just by playing around with the mirror, you create this illusion, this dream. And also the color, a neon color, it reflects. I do not know if it is neon color, because that particular day, I did not wear anything neon. I do not know whether it's neon. But I feel this is just inspiring. I remember there was many years ago, around 10 years ago, I did an art project in our school. In my class, is to create a kaleidoscope. So you make a tube, can be a toilet tube, and then put inside some plastic. Actually, I use everything recycled. So it is the plastic of a cookie box. You know, when I go to Costco, I buy this madeleine and the cookie box. I cut out that that front surface and then put something inside. And then put inside the tube. Some make square tube, square shape. Some make triangle shape. Some make a different kind of shape. And the reflection is different because the angle is different. It creates a hard-working students will make a very symmetric reflection, and some more maybe because of the hand dexterity is not good, is not as good, so they produce something that a little bit off shape, and then it becomes kind of more thought provoking or a different way of reflection because it's not symmetric. So it's very interesting. So I was thinking maybe in class I can do something like that. That would be very, very interesting. It's just going out, going to museum to have new ideas, to have new inspirations, and to have a new feeling of your existence, of your ability. It's very, very rewarding. No matter you like this museum, no matter you dislike the museum, no matter it promotes your feeling of love, appreciation, or feeling of disgust, the feeling of anger, fear. It is the point of open up your sense. In that sense, modern art museum with huge, big, spacious, bright, big, huge exhibition room. Put one piece of rock in the center, put a piece of art that provoked your feeling of disgust. It's just so good, so good. We need it. We need a full feeling. We need a complete feeling. We need the feeling of all our sense. Do I make any sense? Okay, so here is another art piece. And every time I pass by this place, and it's kind of a permanent German art, a permanent collection. Every time I see these pieces, and every time I stand in front of this painting, every time I have different opinion, different idea. And this time I am thinking that rough structure could be fun if I do a project with my students So I was thinking it could be fun for my students if I do a project that use popsicle slice, use clay to create some texture. Well, I personally do not understand this kind of art and do not understand the meaning of these textures. But it's one art form exists. Maybe we can try. Yeah. Okay, so this one, what you are seeing in front of your eyes inside a big room. You can see inside the big room. It's a digital installation. It's one artist producing a sound. Producing a song together, and it was, I think it's from Ireland, an artist from Ireland he produced. So they got several band from Ireland, And these people get together in New York. One deserted building, a deserted old mansion, and all of them producing one song, 1 hour, long, short, 1 hour, continuous, no disruption. Everyone shows up. There are people on the outside, there are people inside playing music, the same song. It's very interesting. The exhibition is called Visitors. But I feel it's kind of isolation and communication. We are all separated in different places. When they play, they do not hear each other. They do not see each other. But each one putting their feeling, putting their emotion into the art and producing something that is coherent. It's interesting. The music is not orchestra. Let's say it. It's not orchestra. It's not a produced concert. It's very original song with its imperfection, with its sometimes a little bit. But the feeling is very true. It's just, it makes me also wanting to produce something that distance but together, alone together. Separate, but we are united. I will think about this idea and talk more about it. So this painting, it's a photograph or painting. I think it's a photograph. It's all the forms in the ocean. I find it. Just my thought on it. It reminds me of AI. How do I connect this with AI? The force of these waves, the force of the water, the power of water is deep down in the ocean. It's from the water. The surface is foam. The content, the YouTube content, the real original content, who people talk in front of the camera, who make a video, who make a cooking, who make a painting and shoot it, the original talk, the original video, are the ocean water. And now what we see are the forms, a lot of forms. And just yesterday, I saw one video pop up. I can make 1,000 videos in 1 minute, 1,000 shorts in 1 minute. You pull up video, and then you go to a shorts producer kind of program, a processor. It's an app, a processor, like a sausage processor. And then they mix, blend, and cut and chop. It comes 1,000 video and then put into it. What did he do? What he has done is to grab the video. And he was not the producer of the video. So I was thinking, he made his work, of course. And it actually produce a lot of foam, and those videos are not the real content, they are the foams. And it also makes me to think, every time there are these kind of new things, new buzzword coming up, for example, tech. At the very beginning, when the internet search engine start to looking for tech, people create so many fancy ways to put in tech. they hide the tag, they put in tag many, and then the internet start to realize those tags are useless. It's the content that count. So the tag is not so important. And now it's like these shorts. They are forms. They just dilute the internet. The real content are real content. You chop into one sentence. Maybe you are smart, but they are forms. The core is to produce real contents. I think those will disappear. No matter the big internet search engine will try to stop it, try to clean it, all time will make the final justice, right? Because after some time, the form will break up and become quiet. The water will quiet. It's the real content. It's a deep water. It's a deep ocean force that never stop moving, acting, producing, creating, and going. Do I make any sense? The last one is the mirror gate. It's beautiful. So that's about my thought and my blah 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 in the San Francisco Modern Art Museum. I love this museum. I have a membership, so I go there very often. Sometimes just sitting there, they are very spacious, and there are places you can sit with charger. I do not go there with my laptop because I do not live in San Francisco. It's for me. It's just a visiting or resting place. But actually, you can even walk there. You can even, it's very, very, a very nice place. Very thought-provoking. It's a very spiritual. I'm not a spiritual person. It's a little bit, for me, that actually produced distance. It's a very nice place. It's a very creative, regenerating, renovating renaissance of your sense, renaissance place. Thank you very, very much. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Goodbye, bye.